We are less than a month away from Broncos training camp. Welcome into the Pat Bowlen Fieldhouse, everybody. I'm Matt Boyer, joined by Andrew Mason, Eric Dalala. This is the Broncos countdown to camp. And guys, we're going to start with the biggest storyline of the offseason, mini camp, OTAs, and now, of course, training camp, the quarterback battle. Mace, between Paxton Lynch, Trevor Siemian, what is it going to take to get some separation as we hit those first couple days?
Two things, consistency and resiliency. Consistency, you want to see the quarterbacks string together multiple good days. This is something that Vance Joseph talked about at the end of mini camp. He said, look, you know, it's not about who does better on this day or that day. It's about who does better over the long haul.
Boot fake, and Lynch throws, pass, wide open, touchdown, Denver. Paxton Lynch with his first career NFL touchdown.
You look at Paxton, you look at Trevor, what did you see throughout OTAs? What did you see through minicamp that says, you know, this might be the guy or the other guy might be the guy?
Right, well, I think another year, it's a different system, but I think Paxton seems more comfortable than he did last year. He's got a year in the NFL. As he said, this time compared to a year ago, you can't replace what that rookie year is like. So I think that's big for him. From him, you need to see that consistency that Mace talked about. From Trevor, what you need to see is he hit those deep balls last year. 18 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. That's good. That's a good job taking care of the ball. And he hit those short routes, but you have to find those intermediate routes. The greatest quarterbacks in this game do that all the time.
Mace, does it matter when we get a decision? I mean, you think about it, you know, last year it went all the way up until the beginning of the season. This year, does it matter? We obviously have a new coaching staff.
Well, it went to the third preseason game, so you had the dress rehearsal game, and you knew who the quarterback was going to be. And I think that's kind of the key point. You want to have a decision after the San Francisco game, going into that third preseason game against the Packers. And really, that San Francisco week is critical because you have the joint practices with them. So, in effect, you've almost got three preseason games instead of one because you have 3 days of competition against another team, against a defense that doesn't know what each quarterback is going to do. And I think out of that week, if it's close, out of that week, we may see some separation from one or the other.
How important are those preseason? First game is going to be August 10th, the preseason. How important are those preseason games going to be? I mean, with these guys, with the limited amount of game experience that they have, how much will these first couple of games, how important will they be?
I mean, I think you look at last year when the quarterback competition was essentially between Mark Sanchez and Trevor Siemian, they were extremely important. The first couple of games, Mark Sanchez had a couple turnovers, and that kind of sealed what the concerns were with being able to take care of the ball. And between that and Siemian being able to show, look, he could bounce back after that pick six against San Francisco, still play a good game, that kind of confirmed that he could be the guy. So I think they're tremendously important. But to echo what Andrew said, that week against San Francisco is going to be so, so important. I think the decision could come after that week, even if it's not announced until after the game.
The other interesting thing, last year it was pretty clear what happened on the practice field translated the games. Mark Sanchez, he was getting picked, you know, think of Lorenzo Doss, all the plays that he was making on Mark Sanchez, and lo and behold, that carried over to the games. But what if it's a situation this year where one quarterback is doing well in the practices and then you get to the games, and it's a different matter entirely, and that could muddle things up.
We will be back later on this month to talk about the running back battle. But until then, for Eric Dalala, Andrew Mason, I'm Matt Boyer. This has been the Broncos Countdown to Camp.